This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, now we're going to get to Ramos. And here's where I want all of you to yock in.
Okay.
Y'all need to listen to this now. And 888-957-9570. Do you believe that Elliot Ramos is criticizing the fans with this quote? Is that the right word? Is he criticizing the fans?
I think he's calling out the fans.
Okay, here's the quote. Quote, outside people don't know anything.
Mm.
That's the type of person he is. He's talking about Bob Melvin. That doesn't mean he's not a great manager. When we were winning, everybody was on our side. Now it's like all the fans are against us and all that. I don't get it. We're here and we know what's going on. We know what we're feeling. We know what we're working for. But fans are going to be fans. We can't do nothing about it.
Yeah.
That's a tough place to put your toes, Elliot,
well,
I think.
Especially, there's a couple things in there. One, he says, we know what's going on. Well, if you know what's going on, how come all of you, every time you're asked, like, how come you guys keep losing, and you all say, I don't know. I can't put my finger on it. So maybe you actually don't know what's going on, because how many quotes, Mark, have we heard or read where the Giants are saying, guys, we just don't know.
We don't know what's going on.
We don't know what's going on. We don't know while we're losing. And, you know, the other...
Apparently, Elliot's the one who knows.
Right.
But he won't tell
but
us.
But he won't. He won't say. And the other piece of it is, when you're this bad, especially at home for this long, fans have every right to be outraged and angry and even boo you. Elliot Ramos, if they want to boo you, go ahead and boo you.
I feel like the fans are against the Giants. This is, this is a young player. This is a young
That's
player.
That's a good read.
This is a young player who doesn't, he doesn't, you know, oh, we know what's going on. Well, not here you don't. Not here you don't. This is a quote. Listen, I'm not going to come down Elliot's road. I don't think that this is some sort of an awful, awful thing. But there's some stuff to say on it, and so, therefore, let me do this first. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. So 888-957-9570. We'd love everybody to call in right now. How does that grab you? Quote, now it's like all the fans are against us. That's from Elliot Ramos. But let me read the whole thing again. Outside people don't know anything. That's the type of person Bob is. That doesn't mean he's not a great manager. When we were winning, everybody was on our side. Now it's like all the fans are against us and all that. I don't get it. We're here and we know what's going on. We know what we're feeling. We know what we're working for, but fans are going to be fans. We can't do nothing about it. Elliot, what exactly would you like the fans to do? just sit here and watch you have the worst home run since 1901, which, oh, by the way, remind yourselves, they weren't here in 1901. Therefore, I don't really care about that record. This is the worst home stretch of baseball in the history of the San Francisco Giants. What is it you want fans to do? Pet you? Do you want them to pat you on the head? We know you're trying. Like, sure, fans don't have a right to be mean to you. They're not going to get in your DMs and tell you that you're an awful person or give you death threats. But you're playing very, very poor baseball. You've underachieved. This is an entertaining product turned not entertaining. And so it comes off a certain way when you do the fans are going to be fans. We know what we're doing. If you knew what you were doing, you would do it better. What exactly do you want fans to do when you play horrible baseball? When Elliot, you don't know the infield fly rule. So when you then have a set, we know what we're doing. I'd argue you kind of don't. You kind of don't. And that's what everyone's upset about. And they're not wrong. They're not against you. They're not against you. They're disappointed in you. And that's totally fair.
Against you would mean you're not showing up. And they had 38,876 on a Sunday against Tampa Bay.
I'd be thanking them if I were Elliot.
And I'm sorry if I miscount how many Tampa Bay fans were at the yard yesterday, but I don't know if they're one of the biggest traveling fan bases. So
probably not.
You had 38,000 of the fans that you say are, quote, against you show up, even though you were, at that point, you were 1-13 at home since the All-Star break.
That's a great point you're making right now.
1-13, Mark. And you got the win yesterday. Shout out Logie for pitching a gem, and you have to kind of with this offense. But 2-13 since the break at home, and the fans are against you?
I mean, the more I think about this and the more I'm listening to you talk, yeah, this quote gets worse. That's basically what he just did is he just called. Okay, Lucas came in here a few minutes ago and he goes, is he calling out the fans? And my initial thought was, I don't know if that's the right phrase for it. But then again, maybe he is, because I just realized what exactly I think he's saying. He is calling Giants fans fair weather fans. That's what he just did. And they're not. We're not.
38,000
showed up.
76.
Listen to it. When we're winning, everyone's on our side. Now it's like all the fans are against us. He just called the Giants fans fair weather fans. And you and I and everybody listening, no matter what you think about baseball, you know damn well that ain't true. That is not true. This is not a fair weather fan base. And the attendance this year has been phenomenal.
Yep.
Phenomenal. And your baseball the last few weeks, and by the way, Elliot has kind of, with the glove, been the poster for it. Your baseball has been subpar, to say the least.
Yeah.
And they're still there. So I do not like now the fans are against us because we're losing. No, but they don't like it, and they shouldn't. They shouldn't.
And the Boo Birds came out when you lost to San Diego 11-1. And yeah, the Boo Birds are allowed to come out where this homestand, 9 games, you beat Washington 5-0. Kai Wei Tang gets the win. That was when he came in the second. He pitched great. Boom. Homestand off to a great start. Loss, loss, loss. Loss, 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 loss. And then you get to Sunday and you win again. You bookended a 9-game homestand with wins. Sandwiched in, there were 7 losses. There's a 4-letter word that precedes sandwich. That's basically what the Giants are offering their fan base. It's a blank sandwich, and it's not tasty.
Look, I know it must be frustrating.
Of course.
I get it. It must be really frustrating when, because baseball's super hard, and right, you lose track of the infield fly rule, you throw a ball straight into the ground. I can't remember, has Elliot homered like once in the last month and a half or something? Like, he hasn't had a very good stretch. Largely, he's had a good year though, largely, especially with the bat. He's been a pretty good player. And I'm sure it's really frustrating when you're trying your butt off, you love your teammates, you love your manager, and then you wake up every day after a loss and everybody's lining up there to tell you that this person needs to be fired and that person over there needs to learn the rules. And I get it. It must really hurt, but I'm sorry. Like, that's why when I read this, I go, this is just a young player. He's a young player that's not used to this, because as much as it's hard to bite your tongue, you have to bite your tongue when it comes to this issue. There are too many people who spend too much money that they don't have to come see you play to say stuff like this. And I know it's not fair, because you're right. We don't know what the hell we're talking about. We're just frustrated and irrational, and that's all true. But we're also funding this whole thing. And you can't. It's not right. It's not right to call this group that keeps showing up fair weather when you've won one baseball game in the last month.
Exactly. You've now won twice at home since the All-Star break, and both of them came on this stand. You came out of the break and got swept in back-to-back series at home.
Yikes.
And, you know, and the fans are the ones turning on you. They should be counting their lucky stars that there are this many fans that are still engaged to where you get 38,000 for a series against Tampa Bay.
I think some people would like to talk to Elliot. Let's go to K Bueno in Oakland. Hey, K Bueno, thanks for calling.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for having me, guys. All the points you touched on are spot on. I think it's clearly a sign of him as a young player who just doesn't know when to not say certain things. He may have not intended to call fans fair weather fans with this, but that's definitely how it came off. And you know what? Like you said, fans, we're paying for the product on the field. It's a results-based business. And to be swept back-to-back series at home like this, and the fans have been there the whole time still showing up. And it's not like they're losing games that are close games, or like, you know, they're just getting the balls just bouncing the wrong way and they're busting their butts. And it's just, hey, they're playing great, but they're just losing the game. They're playing a doo-doo brand of baseball. Like, more doo-doo than my two-year-old's diapers. They're looking horrible. I would rather watch the Little League World Series right now than see these cats play the quality of baseball that they're showing. For the amount that they're paying on payroll, the amount that fans got to pay at the ballpark to even just go to the games, let alone buy a beer and a burger or a hot dog or whatever, it's just, he's a young guy. He may have not meant that. It's probably very emotional statement he made. And to say the fans are against you now, it's like, well, hey, man, you guys got nothing to show. You guys are a laughing stock of the league right now. And we're still showing up, practically selling out the ballpark. So, no, we're not turning against you. Y'all have turned against yourselves. And you're lucky we're showing up.
Okay, Bueno, thanks. I mean, you're spot on. That's the and again, I know, you know, there's some people that are pointing out, not just that Elliot is a young player, English is also his second language. Would he have chosen a different word for this? Maybe. But the fans are against us is a really hard sentence to process. Nobody's against you. They're disappointed in you. And the idea that you would play this kind of baseball and still have fans kind of do the, oh, shucks, we're with you, Giants, is just minor league. Like, that's what you do in Little League. That's what you do when little Bobby, who hasn't gotten a hit in the first 8 games of the season, gets up there and he strikes out again. And it's like, it's okay, because we got Capri Suns after the game. Like, that's how you react at that level. And Elliot is still a team control guy, so he's not making bajillions. But the Giants have a bunch of people littered all over the field with 9-figure contracts. You don't get the benefit of, we're Giants. Hang in there, guys. Keep trying. That's not reality. I wish life was that way. That's not reality.
It's not. And the other reality that I think that he's not really aware of or facing is just how gentle and kind this area is and this fan base is. If this was happening in Philadelphia or New York let's just say that this is the Phillies.
Yep.
And July 1st, the Giants extend Bob Melvin. You're 45-40. Since then, you go 15-24, including, as mentioned, a 2-13 record at home since the break. What do you think Philadelphia fans would be doing verbally and non-verbally to their baseball team. So you want to talk about a fan base that would be turning on a team? There are other cities out here, Elliot, where, you know, this would be a lot more venomous.
No doubt. I don't like the way the quote ends either. Fans are going to be fans. Yeah. Elliot, that's exactly what they're doing. That's what they're doing. They're being fans. And I've had to learn this lesson in my life. I think everybody has. Sometimes those things, those people out there, and it drives you nuts, right, that they react the way they do. It's kind of like when I was used to be a server at a restaurant, right? I know how it works. Do you all know this? When you're at a restaurant, there's people, the employees are in the back rolling their eyes, so annoyed. There's eight tables. They need to be in five different places at once, and you looked at the menu like you're looking at it for the first time, and you've been sitting in that seat for 38 minutes. Oh, did you want us to order? Good Lord, you're so annoying. But guess what? They're there to pay you.
Right.
So you have to find in that annoying behavior some gratitude. And I get that's what I think is probably frustrating for people right here in this quote, is it sounds like it lacks gratitude. Dude, you got called up last year. You made the all-star team. You're now the everyday left fielder. You're probably going to break this damn left field starter streak thing and be the opening day left fielder again next year. And you can't say this to the fans. You can't do it. Like, they're there to get you to a spot where you get a nine-figure contract.
Right, and they're there even though you are in an historic free fall at home. It's one thing if you're,
I mean, if
you're just really struggling on the road, but you're 500 at home and you're putting on a good show and the rest of it, you are sloppy. Your hitters don't hit. Your bullpen can't preserve a win for Justin Verlander to save the poor guy's life. I mean, he leaves with a 1-0 lead, and the pen can't hold it, and you lose 2-1.
I mean,
this team finds different ways to lose each and every time out. Elliot Ramos in August, no homers, 2 runs batted in, OPS of 589.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's hitting 254. A lot of singles for Elliot, but up and down the lineup, and I think Chapman had a nice quote in the Osler piece, Scott Osler from the Chronicle, and it's the players, and he's right. You've got Chapman and Devers and Adames, three proven, legitimate major league hitters, and they're not doing enough. And then the rest of the guys, Ramos and Jung-Hoo Lee and Schmidt, and they're not picking up the slack either. This team is, just offensively, they're boring.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, when you just said, oh, Verlander leaves, it's 1-0, and the bullpen can't hold it, like, I'm not going to come after the bullpen that can't hold the 1-0 lead. Score some runs, for crying out loud.
Right.
Get some hits.
36 runs at home since the All-Star break in 15 games. That's about 2.4 a game.
Yeah. If you don't want to be judged, don't play professional sports. Don't have a radio show.
Yeah.
Like, don't, like, that's just, I mean, that's what a lot of jobs are. A lot of jobs, not all of them, but a lot of jobs on some level are going to be the people judging your business and expressing how they feel about it. And if they keep going to your business and they keep coming away disappointed, Elliot, you're going to end up on Yelp. That's going to happen.
I think I might do a Yelp review on Elliot Ramos's left field defense.
Please do.
2 stars. He'll make the occasional diving catch.
Yeah,
I think I'm going to do that. Take a call. I'm going to log in my Yelp.
Log in.
You know I love a Yelp.
I hate that you have a Yelp account, but anyway.
I already Yelped you as a radio partner.
You did? Will you read it to me?
It changes based on show to show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You got that edit
You're having
button.
A 4-star show today, but there's a couple of 1 stars in there, I'll be honest. You change that thing every now and again. Or you do an update.
Oh, God. That's a funny idea. All right, let's go to Drew. Drew in San Jose. Hi, Drew.
Hey, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Are you guys able to hear me?
We got you.
All right. Sounds good. Yeah. I mean, look. So I call the Orange and Black weekend show to get everything about the Giants off my chest. And look, the quote by Elliott, this is a lot of, yeah, English is a second language. I didn't think he meant to come off demeaning or looking down on fans necessarily. I don't think that at all, but I mean, I said this on Orange and Black. I really don't think Elliott Ramos is fit to be a part of this team going forward just because of the way he plays the field. I mean, bad routes to the ball, not knowing the infield fly rule, running the base pads. I just feel like he doesn't reflect the culture that I would want in a San Francisco Giants left fielder, right? So that's something I want to say to Elliott if he wants to say something to the fans. I just think this year has been a sour taste in everybody's mouth, and he's embarrassed us on local TV, on national television, everywhere. And so I feel like we can get a better left fielder in free agency than him, and I feel that he's on the trading block. Thanks, guys.
Drew, thanks. I don't co-sign any of that. It's a fair opinion. I don't share it. I always cringe a little bit when people say that athletes embarrass us. It's not that kind of relationship. They don't represent us in that way, and you don't represent right. them in that way. So I always cringe a little bit when I hear that. I understand the frustration. I get that he's made plenty of plays both in the field and on the base paths, where you're like, what is happening? Is that a Major League Baseball player out there? He's also a reigning All-Star, and for periods of time early in the year was the best hitter on the team. I think there's still plenty of room for Elliott Ramos. I also don't think that he was being malicious here. I just think he dipped his toe into hot water. And hopefully out of this quote, and I think he will probably learn when you're a pro athlete, you don't put your toe in there.
No.
Don't do that. If a fan says something racist or runs on the field.
Absolutely.
Now's you're in a spot where you can start to judge the fans. But outside of that, if people are sitting there eating food, calling radio shows, enjoying the game on any level that they can, you have nothing to say
right.
about their behavior at all.
Well, the quote should be, you know, I feel really bad for the 38,000 who came out and who continue to come out, because what we're putting out there is it's not worthy of their attendance. We have lost 13 of 15 at home, and that sucks. And I feel for the fans who've stuck with us, and they've had to endure watching this S because we're frustrated. We are struggling to win games, but darn it, those fans, they're still out there. The Jung Hoo crew, and you got Orange and Black, and they're excited when we do well. And, you know, they're reasonably and rightfully frustrated when we do poorly.
The quote is, outside people don't know anything. That's the type of person Bob is. That doesn't mean that he's not a great manager. When we were winning, everybody was on our side. Now it's like all the fans are against us and all that. I don't get it. We're here. and we know what's going on. We know what we're feeling. We know what we're working for. But fans are going to be fans. We can't do nothing about it. This is spotlight one other part when he says, I don't get it. You don't?
Like, you don't get what?
I find it rather simple, actually.
Right.
You lose all your games, mm-hmm. fans don't enjoy.
Right.
It's as simple as that.
You come out of the break and you go on the road. Okay, you went 2-4, not great, but you won the last two in Atlanta. The math was still there, Mark, and you were 500. You come home, swept, back to the road, and then...
Back to you!
Right, so, yep. You know, we're Giants fans, and we're still hanging in there, and you win the series against the Mets, you win the series against Pittsburgh. Yep. All right, coming back home.
Boogie time.
Home cooking. You drop 2-3, you get swept, you drop 2-3, back to the road.
Yep.
So what don't you get, Elliot? When you play at 3rd and King, you lose.
Yep.
And the fans, I don't know if you went to any of the games in New York or Pittsburgh or Atlanta. I sure didn't. It would have been fun, though, to see them win a game. But they don't do that here.
That's an expensive trip.
Could be.
Fly across the country to see a win.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.